time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Do we even want to add up the difference between yesterday morning's temperature at this time and our temperature right now? It's 25 right now, and it was minus 24 yesterday morning. So that's 50 degrees.
Yeah.
That's a 50-degree swing right there when you count zero as a temperature. There you go. That's a lot of temperature swing.
That is.
That's a lot of temperature swing. We're going to see more of that here this afternoon. It's going to get warm this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let the melting begin, by the way. I hope you weren't too fond of that snow. Hope you got that snowmobile out. Got it out of your system, because it's going to disappear here pretty fast, it looks like, over the next few days. Brett's in with us this morning. You hate that, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Did you go sledding?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought you would have had some fun with that snow.
I'd have a heart attack climbing back up there.
That's the, you know, that sledding thing sounds so great until you go out and do it and realize there's no sled lift like they have on the ski slopes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well. Tell us about Camblin's.
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that fireplace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the IHP lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into an existing wood fireplace as well as freestanding units. IHP's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than just the ambiance. You will be thrilled by the amount of heat that's available. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at the Harlan store at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, we introduced to you the KJAN Branson trip for 2015. And, well, you know how it goes when you try to line up a whole bunch of shows and stuff. You know, you got a lot of things scheduled in. Sometimes things can happen here and there. Like one year, we had a tornado happen.
Yeah.
We had a tornado in February down there in Branson that destroyed some of the theaters, and one of them was one of the shows we were going to see, so we had to make some adjustments. You know, that's kind of on the extreme, but you just never know what's going to happen here, there, and everywhere. But anyway, I wanted to just throw that out here for you this morning a little bit, and we've had quite a few signups already. We we're getting on about halfway thereabouts of our what we've had in the past for folks signing up. So we've had really good response here early on. There's still plenty of time. You have until the end of March to sign up, so we have plenty of time for you to do that. But we have had to make one small adjustment in our schedule, and that is the Elvis show that is scheduled. We're going to do an Elvis tribute show at 5 o'clock on Thursday, June 11th. That actually will be the final show that we see for the week. Well, they have a couple of different Elvis performances there. One of them was by Jerry Presley, who's actually Elvis's one of his cousins. But he has switched theaters. He's moved to a different theater, and there are now different showtimes and things. And anyway, we were working with the folks that help us coordinate our tour down in Branson, and she got back to me yesterday and said, well, you know, we could accommodate that Jerry Presley show, but we'd have to move this to here, this to here, this over here. We'd have to change lunch this day because that won't work. We'll be going in the wrong direction. And then we're going to have to do something else with this, and maybe we won't be able to leave until later on Friday to come home. I was having a hard time connecting all the dots.
So basically what you're telling me is Elvis has left the building?
He did. He did. He absolutely did leave that building, that Elvis anyway. But, you know, there are more than one Elvis-type shows in Branson, and in fact, they're all terrific. But there's another Elvis show, Elvis tribute show, that is actually at the same time that we originally scheduled the one we were going to. It's just at a different theater, and it's a different fella. It's the Tony Roy Elvis Experience, and he's actually been performing in Branson for a very, very long time and has won a lot of awards. So we just decided yesterday that, you know, you've seen one Elvis impersonator. I guess it's the same show, right? But we're going to switch and we're going to do the other Elvis Experience this year. But Tony Roy has been in Branson at the Americana Theater for a very long time. He's won Branson's Show of the Year Award, and he's been named Branson's Performer of the Year as well. It's a long-time act. He's a proven act. It provides an authentic tribute to Elvis, but also it's one of the most acclaimed shows of all the shows down in Branson. He's been doing it for a very long time. So We're not taking any kind of a dip in quality. Let's just put it that way. In fact, that show costs a little bit more, but they've agreed. This is kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, I guess, that people don't really care much about. But the price we're going to charge is going to remain the same because they've agreed to honor the price that we were paying for the other Elvis show. So even though this is a little bit more expensive, they're going to go ahead and take it for what we originally had signed up for. So yeah, we should be in pretty good shape there too. I think they'll treat us real well. When you take a look at what they say about that particular show, they talk about from the second that Tony takes the stage, you'll feel as if the king has returned for one last performance. He'll do Elvis's touching ballads to his up-tempo rockabilly. He'll cover it all in a one-of-a-kind fashion that only Elvis himself could duplicate. Tony Roy actually began singing at a very early age, but his first experience in front of an audience was at the age of 8. His early bands were rhythm and blues, although Tony enjoys performing many different kinds of music. Back in the mid-80s, there was this resurgence of music from the 50s and 60s. And Tony was at that time persuaded to do Elvis tributes because he looked so much like Elvis. I guess that's a good place to start. Although he occasionally would accommodate the requests, he was determined to continue performing in his own style. But after months of being pursued to do more Elvis, he relented. And in Las Vegas, he won Best Singer in a Variety Show. And also, he was named the Best Act. He does continue writing and performing his own music, but for this show, it's Elvis. So that's what we're going to do. And so just a slight change, and quite frankly, probably nobody would even have noticed that we changed shows. But, that's what we're going to do. It just works out a lot better. So, and that allows us to keep the same lineup that we had originally. So for those folks who did get the mailings and things from us, or those folks that stopped in here, or those that have looked online, because on our contest and promotions page, you can actually bring up a copy of our itinerary for the trip. For those folks that have seen that itinerary, it actually is not going to change because of the update that we made. So we're still going to do all the same things in the same order that we had initially planned to do. It's just going to a different theater to see Elvis. We're still staying at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center, which includes that deluxe breakfast each morning, and then the cookies, ice cream, and cobbler each evening. I tell you, I don't know how they do it. A lot of these folks that we travel with, they go down every night and eat that cookies, ice cream, and cobbler.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. We're eating all the time. I'm done by then. I just can't.
Yeah. Usually the opinion of folks as they grow a little bit older, you're going to slow down and not eat as much. That's not the case on this trip at all.
No,
we eat a lot.
We eat. You're not going to starve, that's for sure. But yeah, we're going to do the same shows in addition to the Elvis tribute show of Tony Roy. We're going to include that the Mickey Gilley show, the Good Old Boys show, the Marty Robbins tribute show, and then the Liverpool Legends as well. So we'll get a little Elvis, a little Beatles, a little country. Have a good time. We're also going to ride the ducks, because that's always fun to do. And we haven't done that in a few years. And then we're going to the Butterfly Palace and Rainforest Adventure. That'll be a couple of hours of something a little bit different to enjoy in Branson. And then we'll have plenty of great food, as we mentioned, in addition to the food they serve us at the hotel. We've got the Uptown Cafe. We've got the Grand Country Buffet, McFarland's, which is always a popular spot, the Black Oak Grill, and the College of the Ozarks Keter Center again. Everybody keeps asking to make sure we go back there for lunch because they always treat us so well. Deluxe motor coach transportation, all that stuff included in the price for our Branson trip this year. We have had a little bit more activity here early on this year than we've had in the past. It seems like in the past we get a few early signups and then we hit a lull and then all of a sudden we just get deluged with a whole bunch of folks stopping in to get signed up. This year we actually had an awful lot of interest early on. We've had quite a few signups early. As I said, we're getting on probably close to about half of what we've had in some of the recent years. So in the first few weeks we've had great response. We've also had a number of folks call and ask about the itinerary and what have you and haven't signed up quite yet. I assume they're trying to line up some folks. But a lot of repeats from the past years as well. We appreciate those folks coming back and traveling with us again. If you would like to go with us this year, again, the price is pretty reasonable. You're talking a total of 3 nights lodging, 8 meals, 5 shows, 2 attractions, and bus transportation. That's a lot. from June 9th through June 12th, and it's all for the cost of $425 per person. That's double occupancy. That's if you and somebody else are sharing the room. That's $425 each. It's $390 per person if you stay three to a room, $370 per person if you stay four to a room, and if you just want a room all by your lonesome, $525 is the single occupancy rate. And again, the deadline to register is March 31st. Now, we do accept cash or check for that. Payment is due at registration, so you do need to pay when you do register. We won't lock you in until you actually pay, so we do need payment at that time as well. You can just contact Stacy out here at the station. She can share with you any information that you need. Or as I mentioned, if you want to just go on our website, just go to kjan.com, and then over in the right side of the front page there, you'll see this yellow box that has a whole list of things like news and sports and what have you. You'll also see contests and promotions on there. If you click on that page to go there, you'll find kind of a summary of things that we'll be doing when we're in Branson, and then at the bottom of that, you'll also see a couple of clickable links that we listed on there, too, where you can bring up a copy of the actual itinerary for our trip, and you can print that out if you like and keep that if you've signed up with us so you have a copy of it. Or you can also click on a kind of a frequently asked questions thing we put together as well, because we get a lot of questions that folks will ask us. We compiled some of the the frequently asked ones. That's why we call it FAQ.
There you go.
And you can see the answers to some of those, too. So hopefully that'll answer most of your questions without you having to make the phone call to ask. But if you do have anything that's not there, please do call us and ask, because we want to make sure that you know everything before we ever get going so that you can have a very good experience. Our goal when we do this each year is that the most stressful thing that you're going to have to do is meet us at the bus with your luggage. Literally. I mean, we're going to put the luggage on the bus. You're going to get on the bus. You're going to enjoy. We'll have some snacks and water on the bus. We'll make stops along the way, both down and back, so you have a chance to grab some lunch. We don't include lunch on the bus. We'll have some snacks and water, but we'll have some opportunities for you to grab some lunch. Stop at Osceola Cheese each way, which is also a popular stopping point as well. So we'll accommodate all of those things. But literally, the most stressful things hopefully you're going to have to do are going to be getting there with your luggage and then getting your luggage off the bus. Well, you don't even have to do that. We do that for you, but picking it up afterward and taking off back home again. We want to make this as easy as possible, so you can just worry about having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a shout if that's the case. And for those folks who've signed up, we do apologize for the show change, but hey, we're not going to apologize too much. We think we got a pretty good one there, too.
Yeah.
So we're good to go. Very good. Want to turn things back over to Brett. No, I don't think you could do Elvis.
My hair isn't dark enough.
Well, neither was his.
I got the pot belly, though.
Neither was his. That was artificial, but I'm not too sure about the facial resemblance. I don't think so. I don't even want to hear you sing. I don't want to go there.
You don't want to hear it.
Tell us about Camblin's instead.
All our plumbing technicians have an extensive education on doing just the right thing by the code for you at your home. We follow the Universal Plumbing Code, or UPC, and always have. The laws are in effect, and you can be rest assured that Camlin Plumbing and Heating is right on target, fully licensed, and covered by a large blanket of insurance that will and always have been. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has and always will be a stickler about adhering to the letter of the law, and as always, will probably go as far as will go the extra mile to make sure that your home is safe and the best job is done. If we make a mistake, our customers know that we will stand behind all our work with good common sense warranty program. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Vince Lombardi. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up.
Absolutely true. Thank you very much, Brett. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you not singing that ad either. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I am leaving the building.
That's right. He's right out the door here shortly. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. And get yourself signed up for Branson. Gather up your friends and relatives and have a good time together this summer. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.